And let us, as we prepare for our time of teaching together, draw together in prayer. Let us pray. Faithful God, how blessed are we who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for you fill us. Sanctify us by your word and spirit, so that we may glorify you in the company of the faithful. We pray all these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. So the first reading is from the New Testament, Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 17. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all of the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are those robed in white? And where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The second reading is from the Old Testament, Psalm 34, verses 1 to 10 and 22. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad.
O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed.
This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord, and was saved from every trouble.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them.
O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him.
O fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him have no want.
The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. And the third reading is from the New Testament, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure."
And this morning's gospel reading is taken from the gospel according to Matthew, reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Listen for God's word. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way that they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his word to us. Friends in Christ, what I say to you this morning is proclaimed in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They sit on top of the piano at home, or on the table in the living room, or they hang on the walls in the hallway or up the stairs. Family photographs. School pictures of our children. Multi-generational clusters of children and parents and grandparents all gathered together for a picture. Black and white photos of ancestors who are long gone, cherished mementos of another century. Family photos. And family photos never cease to amaze us. Did we really look like that? With long hair and short hemlines. Distant cousins and relationships revealed in these collections of faces that are frozen in time. Who looks like whom in this great collection of faces? See what love the Father has given us. That we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know him. Beloved, you are children of God. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this, that when he is revealed, we will be like him. For we will see him as he is. Our reading from 1 John this morning alludes to some great family photo of faith yet to come. A photo of faith when God will be revealed and we will be like him. Just like the family resemblance is found in our photo albums, when God's kingdom is established on earth and the faithful are gathered together, we who have been faithful will see all of those ways that we resemble God. We are the family of God. All of us who gather here this morning, regardless of background, regardless of skin tone, regardless of age or occupation, we are the family of God. We are the family of God yoked in Christian love with those who gather in churches across our city and around the world this morning to give praise to God in the name of Jesus Christ. We are the family of God, united across time and space with those who have gone before us, parents and grandparents and ancestors before them, and people that we have never known, people we have never met, and yet are our ancestors in faith who drawn together by God's great love for us and our shared faith in God. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. See our family photo of faith. In these three short verses that we hear read this morning from the first letter of John, we find so many of the big, you know, the $3 words that the preacher uses from time to time. In these three little verses, we hear the doctrines of adoption and reconciliation, of redemption, of justification and sanctification. This reading is the nexus, the coming together of all that we believe about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God's great love for us. This is where it all meets, in these three little verses. Now, avoiding all of those $3 words, simply put, it goes like this. Here in this letter, John celebrates the love of God that refuses to leave humanity languishing in our sin, but who pursues us with a deep and endless compassion to restore our relationship with each other and with God and to set the world right, that that love might find its fullest expression in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who put to death our very sins upon the cross, that Jesus might end our sorrow and our dying, that we might live in the presence of God. But more than just some future hope, for those who truly believe and who place their trust in Jesus, that our experience of God's love will change us. Not just sometime out there in the future, but today as well. That we might live with compassion, justice, and hope. That we might come to see in our own family photo of faith that we have arms just like God's. Arms that can embrace our fallen world. That we have hearts just like our brother Jesus, who lived out compassion in the world. And that with each act of compassion and movement toward justice, we might know that we begin to look more and more like Jesus. And that our world looks more like God's kingdom, until that great and glorious day when Christ will come again and all will be set right, and we will dwell in the presence of our life-giving God forevermore. That is the hope upon which our faith is built. See what great love God has for us, that he would call us to be the children of God, and that we would come to look more and more like him each day as we seek to live out a life of thanksgiving and blessing and service to others. Rejoice and be glad. For God blesses us with all good things and enables us to be his people. Amen.